Christian values of unconditional love made America what it is today. Will we sell out for less? Christian values of unconditional love made America what it is today. Will we sell out for less? America is a constant changing melting pot of peoples from all over the world. And for over 200 years, it has had as its foundation the Christian value of unconditional love. Love of all people everywhere on all nations without any judgment, without any consideration as to what their social, their values are, how they live their life. We here in America chose to live our life from the unconditionally loving attitude, and this is what made America great, and this is the strength that gives America its continuity. Now, we have people coming into this country, and this happened all over the time. Whenever new groups of people would come into the country, they would attempt to bring their philosophy, their religions, their attitudes, and they wanted to change the attitudes of America, or at least they wanted to incorporate the ideas that they believed into the ideas of the United States. And the best way to do that, and the simplest way to do that, is to become part of the government, is to become an elected official who makes the rules, who makes the guidance, who sets the courses for how the country is to be operated, how the world is to be run. And this is what they have done. Throughout history, they have done this. We can look in the past and we can see the values of Germany, the values of England, of Great Britain, the values of France, the values of Russia, by each group of people who come into the country. In Milwaukee, where I had been raised, we had several communities in the big city of Milwaukee. There were the German community, which is a heavy, strong area. There were the Italians, and they lived in several different areas. And there were other groups. There were Hungarians, and there were Czechoslovakians, and there were Africans, very small group of Africans. And all of these people brought forth their values, and they tried to bring forth their values into the nation of the United States. They tried to change the program of America to allow their philosophy to be. And so in the preparing of the Constitution and preparing the Bill of Rights, the things that were said were that everyone has the right to follow their own philosophical belief. Everyone has a right to have the freedom to say what they want to say and to live how they want to live. Now, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. But is it being understood for how it really is, or is it being used to just change for change's sake? Are we looking at our country and losing our values? We don't need to call them Christian values, because truly every religion and every philosophy teaches unconditional love. Not all are demonstrating that as well as they might, but all are teaching that. Can we say the United States is built on unconditional love? And of course the answer would be yes. It is built on the idea of allowing everyone to walk the path of understanding they have in their hearts, and to be their ideal self, to be their finest and best. And whenever any of the peoples who come into the United States attempt to take away the rights of others, to take away the privilege of others, perhaps those people who had been ensconced in the country before they had come, whenever they feel they want to bring in their modus operandi, then there's fire to be had. then there is misunderstanding to be had. For they have the right to follow their own belief in their own heart, according to the Constitution of the United States. Few other countries have a similar clause in their government. And then we ask the question, simply and beautifully, why did these people leave the countries in which they lived? They left the country in which they lived because the government did not allow them to have the freedom that they thought they should like to have. And then they want to come here to America and recreate the laws to stop other people from having the freedom that they sought for themselves in their own countries. We live in a very fantastic world. We live in a very fantastic area of life and at a time in the world where everything is going so beautifully and so wonderfully. We live in a time-space attitude where everyone seeks to go off to the moon and go off to different planets. We're living in a time where every nation wants to take the stem cells and make them useful. Whatever science has come up with medically and socially and physically, the peoples of the world unitedly want to take it on. Even the great nation of China wants to take on many of the things that the Americans are doing, but they also want to take on things that people of other nations are doing. And the Chinese are trying to protect their nation to be from within themselves who they are. And in truth, they are good, but they sometimes have leadership which would take them from their natural goodness. But now, that leadership seems to be guiding them to stand up for themselves, for who they are as a nation, what their values are, what their cultural values are, what their religious values are, what their social values are. All of these things are taken into that account. Other nations do the same thing. Japanese are doing that so readily and so beautifully. And some nations that we have called underprivileged, the moment that they step into the privileged area, the area of accomplishing great things technologically or whatever, they begin stepping out of the role of a poverty or third world nation and become a first world nation along with all the other nations of the first world. And every country in the world can do that. When they stop trying to be a dictatorship or they stop trying to be a country in which they do not listen to the people, in which they do not listen to what is for the highest and best of their own nation and their own country. When the leaders want to take all of the benefit for themselves alone and discount the people of their nation. This happens. But you and I, we have a great and wonderful gift. We have the gift of seeing all the world living in the attitude of unconditional love. We have the privilege of not selling out for less merely because of an appearance. We stand up firm for all of the values that we have. We stand up firm for all of the values that have made our nation great. We stand up firm for all those things. We may be newcomers in the nation. We may be old families in the nation. We may be whatever is in the nation. But the only thing that truly matters is, what are our values? And are we standing up for them? Will we sell out for less in our mind and thinking that we have to do as these other people want us to do? Do we have principles that we want to stand up for? The Christians presumably have principles, and these principles are good. And yet, even with those principles, they feel that they can take the rights of others away. We, as a nation of unconditional love, go beyond those Christian principles and feel that everyone has a right to walk their road as they see it. Everyone has a right to speak their word. Everyone has a right to believe as they wish to believe, as long as it does not take away the right of others to believe as they wish to believe. Are we ready to stand forth on these Christian principles, these Christian values that we call them? This is a day where we can consider that very seriously, and we can think very seriously about who and what we are. What are we going to say when people in this world want to bring their philosophy into America? They want to bring their philosophy into the American culture. If they can get themselves into politics, if they can get themselves into governmental positions where they are the lawmakers, then they might forget that the very thing that they came to America for was the freedom to be themselves and have fun in their life. They might forget that. But if we don't forget it, if we, the people of the United States of America, we, the citizens of the United States of America, if we always remember that all is in divine order, if we always remember that whatever is for the highest and best of the American country, the American nation, the American people, whatever is the highest and best, that is what we are doing for ourselves. That's what we are doing for America. And with unconditional love, a love that does not judge another, that does not feel another is doing evil or good, a love that allows everyone to be themselves and have fun, to live a joyous, happy, fulfilled life. This is what life is all about. This is what we are all about. Where do you stand on that today? Will you sell out for less because somebody has gotten into a position of trying to change the laws of our nation here? Change the laws and take away the freedoms that we are so familiar with? Or are you going to say, as you do, that everything happens by cause put in motion, and you're going to put that cause in motion? And I am responsible for my reflection in the world, and my reflection in the world is peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Am I going to live in this wholeness attitude? Am I going to live in this and recognize that all is in divine order now? Without panic, without worry, without concern, just recognizing I am putting the principle in motion, all is in divine order now. And all is in divine order now. This is what we do. We don't worry, we don't try to get into politics to change the laws and to change the nation. We just see it done now. And while some people might feel that's an ineffective, inefficient way of going about it, it is the way that it is gone about, and it is the way that it happens, and the way that it always will happen. Because we're dealing with universal principle. We're dealing with universal laws. We're dealing with universal truths. And as we deal with these universal truths, that's all we know. That's all we are, and that's all we ever will be. We are a nation of the people, by the people, for the people. We are a nation governed by the people, and what the people desire for themselves. So as the people hold forth with the idea that the United States of America is a nation of freedom for the people in every possible way, then that is just what this country will always be. Our reflection is the nation we live in. Our nation we live in is what we believe about ourselves. And if we believe about ourselves, we have the right to be ourselves and have fun and live in a joyous nation, then that is exactly what we experience. That's exactly what we know, and that's exactly what we are. Step forth with me in this unconditional love that made America what it is today, and will continue to make America what it is today, eternally, with unconditional love. Stand with me on this framework and see it done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.